Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amen. Being a Christian is not easy. You have to give up things like sexual immorality, greed, enmity, and broken relationships. Things that marked much of Corinthian life in Paul's day, things that mark much of life in our communities today. This is the wise life as the world sees it, TV portrays it, and many people practice it. We ourselves bring this worldly life with us into our own lives and congregations. There we lust after someone, leave out someone, look down on someone, or simply avoid dealing with someone. When we become wise, like the world, Paul calls us fleshly or worldly, immature Christians who need to grow up. It's actually pretty bad to be called a fleshly, immature Christian. It's bad for at least a couple of reasons. If we, God's own holy building and temple in an unholy world, do not live as a people of the Spirit, then God will destroy us. So that's pretty bad. The Spirit is no Mr. Nice Guy anymore. He's the all-consuming fire who will test at the last day the works of our fleshly, immature hands. So Paul gives us a stern warning against the desires of the flesh in us. Stop acting like children and be the holy temple God has made you by the Spirit's dwelling in you. But it is also bad to turn into a Christian of the flesh, an immature infant who needs to grow up, because we, God's holy building and temple, are the only hope of the world. Christians are a people set apart by the Holy Spirit in an unholy world, not only for themselves, but for the salvation of the world. Who will bring all matter of holiness into the world? Who will make the world wise unto salvation? Who will turn the world to the crucified Christ? The church, the congregation in this or that place. That's who? That's you. And so be vigilant. Don't fall into a worldly, fleshly kind of thinking and speaking and acting. There to be different. There to be God's holy presence in a sinful world. This all means that it's good to be made a fool by the Spirit, whose wisdom yields a life unlike the world around us. Paul takes seriously the role of the congregation and its distinction from the world, but also its potential influence in the world. Do you not know that you all are God's temple here in Corinth or here in St. Louis or Houston? And that God's Spirit dwells in you all for the sake of Corinth, St. Louis? It's not only about individual holiness that Paul is getting after here, but communal holiness. A common unity witness before the world. So let's practice holiness among us that we may bring holiness to the unholy city or town. So honor each other. Honor each other's bodies. Share with one another. Love those with whom you do not get along. Give special places of honor to the weak in your midst. All of this so as to avoid divisions and strife in the congregation. That way, God's holiness will shine all the brighter in a dark world. Paul is talking to Christians who already have the Spirit. People like you. And yet do not always act like it. We all have been there, haven't we? Do not grieve the Spirit. But Paul is also calling us to be who we are. A holy people, made holy by God through Christ for the sake of the world. That's your identity. And so he reminds us that we are Jesus in the world. For in the world, we, the church, are the ones who have been given the mind of Christ. We get to be the temples of the living Christ in our communities. Christ crucified, God's wisdom became God's holy presence in the flesh for us, even unto death, to reconcile us to one another. And so now we are crucified with Christ, and the Spirit nails to the cross all of our fleshly, worldly, immature wisdom, so as to make room in our lives for the gospel and for the neighbor. What a great gift that the Spirit who dwells in us purifies us from all that is fleshly, unwise, sinful. The Spirit himself purifies the temple, you, where he has promised to dwell. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help us to die to self and the ways of this world, that we may make room for Christ and the needy and the sinner in our lives. Purify us from fleshly desires and works, that we may be your holy temples and wise and faithful witnesses of Christ crucified in an unholy city. Amen.